In its recently revised full value determination on borough property, the state says real and personal property is worth more than $11 billion. That figure represents an 18% jump since the last assessment. But what really worries Mayor Carl Castle is the state's personal property calculation. He says the way the numbers work out, either the borough would have to come up with an additional $1 million to fund schools, or taxpayers would take a hit.
So we're penalized by not taxing the personal property. However, we do tax some of the personal property, and the state is double dipping us by claiming we're not taxing that affixed personal property. And it's almost $1 million impact to our schools, which essentially is our local taxpayers.
And Castle says it would be a $1 million hit every year. So he says it's worth challenging the valuation. Assemblymember Matt Cooper wanted to know what the legal expenses would be. Acting borough attorney Wendy Doxey didn't have a figure, but she said it would take time.
We're going to have to go through exactly what the state is doing and the state's model, the adjustments they are and aren't making. We potentially are going to be examining what other communities are doing to help support our case and our argument. And we may need an expert who has local knowledge and a different expert who maybe has a broader view.
Shortly after those remarks, Assemblymember John Davies requested the meeting to go into executive session to discuss sensitive legal issues. When it emerged, the Assembly voted unanimously to appeal the valuation. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.